My name's Nerys Williams, and just as a note to this poem, on June the 17th, 1928, Amelia Earhart flew from Newfoundland. On June the 18th, she landed safely in Bury Port, West Wales, becoming the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. Now, the first person to approach the seaplane was Di Harvey Thomas, and apparently he didn't understand her American accent. Grace notes for Amelia. 1. Adventure is worthwhile in itself. It sets the soul off course. Incongruous me, Amelia, Amelia, remind me of the hunger hour, the cold framing the sky indigo blue, the motor's madness, its dirge, its drone, the plane's shadow against sea, against sand. I am the corona on Venus, a name for planet 3895. I am only a pulse transmitting underwater. Coordinates unknown, burial unknown, propeller gone. 2. Could it be that the woman from the sky fell near yellow light to set my boat, the black pad, bobbing? Could it be that the woman from the sky fell near yellow light in miscalculation to proclaim, "Hello, I am American"? Could it be that the woman from the sky fell near yellow light to place Pembrey at the centre of the world? Could it be that the woman from the sky fell near yellow light to make language pale on my tongue? 3. From Trepassey to this estuary, there is little comfort in clouds. I flirt instead with androgyny, its necessity. I am cultish, coquettish, folded into my leather jacket. At passage with stars, the lived below is my panoptic. Bargaining with dials, the rods, the pulleys breathing its ignition. Notional accuracies, mastered in metal. And tell me, stunned fisherman, do you really not understand this transmission at all? In the poem, I was quite stunned by the fact of the knowledge about Amelia Earhart actually landing in Pembrey. And I saw a monument and thought I need to respond to this. But I was trying to get the information about a planet has been named after her, a small star then. And also to try and get her sense of speech as well. And what that dialogue must have been like between somebody who couldn't understand an American accent and then somebody who couldn't understand a Welsh accent.